Blog Talk Radio.
There's a name that can silence every fear. There's a love that embraces the heartache, the pain, and the tears. Through my faith and my doubting, I know one thing for sure. His word is unfailing, his promise secure. Solo hasta bien, everything will be alright. Whole world's in his hands, your whole world's in his hands.
Hello, world. Happy New Year. This is Gloria Stanley, your host with the most inspiring talk from coast to coast. The whole world is in his hands. Happy Talk Radio is about nourishing the body, mind, and soul in the totality of happiness. And today, the topic is going to be about walking in the light. And it's going to be presented by Happy Talk Storytime. And I want to talk a little bit about this new addition to Happy Talk Radio. Happy Talk Storytime came about in 2014 when two books were composed or written by Lola, Hello World, and Lola Says There's No Place Like Home. I wrote those books back in 2014. And so this is where it all began. In terms of storytelling, when I wrote the books. However, I've always managed to be led by God in terms of the things that I've done in my life. So I feel that with so many things that have transpired in our civilization here recently, I feel that this is an ideal opportunity in terms of restoring hope. Because Jesus is the light of the world, and to God be all the glory. And a lot of this is compiled in terms of faith. So do you know the power of faith? 2021 is going to be an amazing year. Did you hear me? An amazing year. Just listen in on Happy Talk Storytime and scripture reading, Walking in the Light. Faith by hearing. And this is going to be weekly. So, you know, this show is a little bit different from most of the other shows here on Happy Talk Radio because it gives you an opportunity to participate. So if you would like to call in and read from the Holy Bible and talk, give your testimonies, the line is open for you. And this is going to be, meeting of the minds in terms of walking in the light every Sunday at 3 o'clock p.m. So this is just the kickoff. Today is just the kickoff. I'm just announcing what Happy Talk Storytime will be doing right here on Happy Talk Radio. So what is faith all about and how God rescues us when we trust in him? Prayers change things. Fear not. Let's build up the kingdom of God. Let's do that this year in 2021. Be kingdom-minded and rid our world of this COVID-19. We are the church people. We are the church. And we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And since I did tell you that this is Happy Talk Storytime, I have songs that I want to read the lyrics to you. And these young people have come up with dynamic, inspirational songs to share the good news. And the first story that I have here that I would like to read is by Zach Williams, and it's his song, Rescue Story. There I was, empty-handed, crying out from the pit of my despair. There you were in the shadows, holding out your hand, you met me there. And now where would I be without you? Where would I be, Jesus? You were the voice in the desert, calling me out of the dead of night, fighting my battles for me. You are my rescue story. Lifted me up from the ashes, carried my soul from death to life, bringing me from glory to glory. You are my rescue story. You were writing the pages before I had a name, before I needed grace, singing songs of redemption. Every time I ran away, you were louder than my shame. And now where would I be without you? Where would I be, Jesus? You were the voice in the desert, calling me out in the dead of night, fighting my battles for me. You are my rescue story. Lifted me up from the ashes, carried my soul from death to life, bringing me from glory to glory. You are my rescue story. You never gave up on me. You never gave up on me. You are my testimony. Do you have a testimony? Well, let's listen to what Zach Williams sounds like when he sings his passion, his heart to you.
Here I was, empty-handed, crying out from the pit of my despair. There you were, in the shadows, holding out your hand, you made me there. And now,
are my rescue story. He never gave up on us. He never will. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's unchanging. He is the Alpha and the Omega. He is the first and the last. He is the Prince of Peace. He is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. So what does that mean when we talk about faith? You know, the Bible gives a short definition of faith in Hebrews 11:1. It says, now faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. What do we hope for? We hope that God is trustworthy and honors his promises. We can be sure that his promises of salvation, eternal life, and a resurrected body will be ours someday based on who God is. And the second part is that God is invisible. We can't see heaven either. Eternal life, which begins with our individual salvation here on earth, is also something we do not see. But our faith in God makes us certain of these things. And again, we count not on scientific, tangible proof, but on the absolute reliability of God's character. You know, I also have a proclamation of faith. I think that is so significant when we learn scripture and when we really continuously recite things that are so significant in order to stay focused, to walk in his marvelous light, to walk in righteousness, to walk in his truth. So I have a proclamation of faith here that I heard one of the, it was a pastor on television, Alan Jackson Ministries. And I wrote it down because I thought this would be just an ideal way to just kind of remind myself. And I hope that it really empowers you and have a great impression on your heart. And it says, we are not satisfied. We are not distracted. We are not weary in doing good. We are not discouraged. We have our eyes on the cross and our heart set on the prize. We believe the one who is promised is faithful. We believe the Holy Spirit is our helper. We believe that what we ask in Jesus' name, the Father provides. We believe that the King of Kings is returning to the earth in all of his glory. And we intend to be about his business until that moment in time. We'll not stop. So how do we get there? You know, during the COVID-19 season, I tell you, I've spent a lot of times on my knees in prayer and worship. And I tell you, I have this enlightenment, this wonderful feeling inside of me through it all, believe it or not. And I know that it was because I kept my eyes on the prize and he kept me from feeling lonely, you know, from becoming tired, from being angry. You know, he doesn't want any of those things for us, because he knows that when we find ourselves in that halt position, and the halt stands for H, hungry, A, angry, L, lonely, T, tired, then we allow the enemy to utilize our mind and our spirit as a playground to distract us. And so we don't want that either. So we have to remain awake. Now, this next song is by Danny Gokey and Evan Kraft, Redeemy 2. And these guys, you know, they talk about everything is going to be all right. And that's the power of faith, knowing, even without seeing, trusting God, that everything is going to be all right. and just listen to it.
There's a name that can silence every fear. There's a love that embraces the heartache, the pain, and the tears. Through my faith and my doubting, I know one thing for sure. His word is unfailing, his promise secure. Todo va a estar bien, everything will be alright. Whole world's in his hands, your whole world's in his hands. In the darkness and the trials, he's faithful and he is true. The whole world's in his hands. You say everything's gonna be alright, but my circumstances say I won't last through the night. I need your word to hold me now, need you to pull me through. I need a miracle, a breakthrough, I need you. They say you hold the whole universe in your hand, but my world's falling apart like it is made of sand. Am I small enough to slip through the cracks? Can you take my broken pieces and put them back? Give me faith, you believe you are on my side. Open my eyes to see you working in my life. Let the past remind me you'd never fail, and tell my soul it is well. Oh, y todo va a estar bien, everything will be alright. The whole world's in his hands, your whole world's in his hands. In the darkness, in the trials, he's faithful and he's true. Your whole world's in his hands, y todo va a estar bien.
Padre, te confieso a corazón abierto que todo es muy incierto en este desierto. Mi vulnerabilidad está al descubierto. Siento que mi barca está muy lejos de su puerto. ¿Por qué será que ya no sale el sol en mis días? ¿Por qué mis noches son tan frías? ¿Por qué será que siento que me falta algo? ¿Por qué este camino gris se siente tan largo? Sé que estás sobrando aunque no te sienta. Sé que estás sobrando aunque no te vea. Sé que voy a salir de esta odisea. Sé que voy a ganar esta pelea. Sé que va a cesar esta marea temporaria. Que en ti yo viviré una vida extraordinaria. Que aunque no pueda entender, me consuela saber que
yo sé que todo va a estar bien.
Todo va a estar bien.
Everything will be alright.
The whole world's in his hands. Your whole world's in his hands.
In the trials, he's faithful and he's true. Your whole world's in his hands.
Y todo va a estar bien. Oh, oh, oh. Everything will be alright.
Everything will be alright.
Oh, oh, oh.
Yeah.
Todo va a estar bien.
Todo va a estar bien.
Oh, oh, oh.
Everything will be alright.
Oh.
He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole wide world in his hands.
Todo el mundo en su mano está. Todo el mundo en su mano está. Todo el mundo en su mano está.
He got the whole world in his hand. He's got the whole world in his hand. Yes, he does. He has the whole world in his hand. So we need to really think about this thing called faith and walking by faith, being faithful and true. He is faithful and true. and we will know that everything will be all right. We have to wake up to the truth. You know, many years ago, I wrote a poem titled Wake Up. And that poem was written back in 1998. And I feel that it is so prevalent today as it was at the moment I wrote it in 1998. So I would like to recite it because this is a poem that I like to recite in the month of January and February, especially when we talk about MLK Day and then February being Black History Month. And really throughout the year, there's just any time is appropriate for this poem, and it's titled Wake Up. Wake Up. Wake up, everybody. Are we another sleeping Sodom and Gomorrah? Can we not see what is going on? The same maladies that destroyed the past are present today to destroy us at last. Not our race or creed or color, but every living sister and brother. It's the deficit, the taxes, inflation, and slander. The poverty, the crime, chronic diseases, and climatic destruction, and jealousy, corruption, envy, racism, and strife, and now COVID-19. What must we do to rid our sorrows of these decaying ruins right here in our country today and tomorrow? These same maladies destroyed great empires of yesterday. Dr. Martin Luther King said, I have a dream that my four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. We shall overcome. But the late Congressman John Lewis said, if you see something wrong, not right, not fair, not just, do something to lift your head up high in love and faith, not hate. Be the change. Jesus says, vengeance is mine. Do not let your heart be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in me. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through me. By the grace of God, by the grace of God, it will take great minds like yours, like mine, to make a difference during these turbulent times. In peace and nonviolence. So don't just sit there and ignore the signs. Wake up. You know, you may think, well, how do I wake up? Well, that's why it's important to stay in the Word of God. Because everything that we do, we must do it in love. We must embrace His grace and exert and exercise His power in us. And when we go out and share the good news, we do it in peace and love and patience and perseverance and hope and remain obedient. You know, it is so ideal that when we study the Word of God, that each and every time, it's a revelation, but we fall deeper and deeper in love with God, and we want to do His will. And that's not difficult to do because as we grow in His grace, it becomes natural. You don't have to exert any effort in the sense of what is right or wrong because the Holy Spirit will remind you whether or not this is right or this is not right. You know, we feel convicted. A lot of people don't like to feel convicted about anything because, you know, we have been taught in so many ways also that this is my life. I can do what I want to do, but it actually isn't your life. If you really consider who woke you up this morning, if you consider every breath that you take, is it really yours or does it belong to God? You know, but I love falling in love with Jesus. And I want to close with this song, Falling in Love with Jesus, family with Happy Talk Radio. And this is Happy Talk Story Time being presented today. And if you have an interest in terms of sharing your testimony or wanting to read from the Holy Scriptures on Happy Talk Radio, please call in at 516-387-1605. And this program will be every Sunday at 3 o'clock p.m. And I would like to close also with a proclamation, and then I'll let you fall in love with Jesus by my artist, let's see, Kirk Willem. We have cast our lot with the Prince of Peace. We have yielded our will to the Lord of Lords. We are servants of the King. We reflect the beauty of the lily of the valley. We stand on the strength of the Lion of Judah. We live in health through the great physician. Our needs are met because he is our abundance. We know our path because we follow the great shepherd. We are participants in the kingdom of God because we found the door. Ask and it shall be given to you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and the door shall be open. We are righteous because of his sacrifice. We have taken hold of true life because he is risen. His name is Jesus of Nazareth. He is Christ, our Lord and our King. We will not stop. I am falling in love with Jesus, and I've been there a long time. This is Gloria Stanley, your host with the most inspirational news right here on Happy Talk Radio. See you next time.
Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus was the best thing I've ever done. Oh yes, oh yes, oh yes. Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus was the best thing I've ever done. Never death, connected, no, no.